Good morning, Carly and Seamus on Hit.
Right now joining us is Laura V. Now, she is the writer of some very successful books and a very successful podcast called Dognitive Therapy. So basically, in her line of work, she explores men's best friend. Her latest book is called The Rescue Dog, A Practical Guide to Adopting, Training and Living with a Dog with Emotional Baggage. I'm sure so many people can get a lot out of this book. She joins us now. Good morning.
G'day, guys. Thanks for having me.
Laura, what is the biggest misconception that dog owners have about their dogs? Because you've actually done a deep dive into dog and man's relationship.
There's lots of misconceptions, to be honest. I think we kind of, you know, we've been living alongside dogs for 20 or 30,000 years, and dogs kind of know us better than we know ourselves. But I think we're just starting to learn a little bit more about them, and we're realizing that dogs are not objects and they're not robots. They're actually really intelligent, emotional animals, and they have thoughts and feelings. They have hobbies and best friends and all sorts of things like we do. So I think that the most common misconception is, you know, a dog is a dog and, you know, they should always do as they're told and they should always be perfectly well behaved. But in reality, they are, you know, they've all got their quirks and pros and cons, just like we do. And that's something that I think we're just slowly starting to realise now, which is great because that means we're starting to understand them for who they are.
Now, when you say emotional baggage, I mean, all of us humans have that.
Everyone's don't we ever.
Well, wait a second. What kind of emotional baggage can a dog carry?
Well, once again, because they are emotional animals like we are, they're sentient beings and they do experience emotions. Their brain has the capacity to experience happiness and fear and anxiety and frustration and jealousy and all those sorts of things. So with that ability comes, of course, baggage. So if a dog experiences a bit of a crappy life in their past, particularly with rescue dogs, they can carry or they can bring forward those anxieties and fears. So that's why I wanted to write this book, is to give people the opportunity to give a dog a home, a rescue dog, a second chance at life, and not be afraid of the emotional baggage that can sometimes come with a rescue dog, that really with some simple effort and some kindness and love, you can really transform a dog quite quickly.
I just think this is so wonderful that you've written this book, Laura. I actually wish that this book was around when I rescued my Staffy Cross, because she was an older dog when I rescued her. She'd come with a number of quirks, including separation anxiety. She'd obviously been mistreated. We didn't give up on her. She ended up being the most beautiful companion with a lot of hard work. I think people do tend to steer away from some of those harder rescue cases. You've obviously seen them in your line of work. So what would your advice be to someone that has brought a dog home that is displaying signs of that emotional baggage?
I think, Carly, what you said is beautiful, and that is the reality of it, is that, you know, and lots of people say to me, I was talking to someone just yesterday, and they had a dog that every day for 2 weeks they wanted to return back to the shelter because it was just, you know, for their perspective, it was so difficult because they'd always had easy trainable dogs beforehand. But really the advice is just to persist. And what I love so much about rescue dogs and those who do bring baggage with them is they make you a better person, because they make you realize how important it is to be patient and empathic and to be consistent. And, you know, little sacrifices that you make for another can really make another's life so much better. And when you get those little wins throughout that training process and you start to see your dog trust you and respect you, like, from my perspective, that's seriously the best thing you can ever do, because as I said, I really do think it makes you a better human being.
You couldn't have said it better, Laura. Listen, stick around. We need to go to a song, but after this, we have some questions from some people here in the office we want you to answer. You happy to do that?
Uh-oh. Yep, sure.
Welcome back. It's Carly and Seamus. You are on Hit, and we are chatting to a dog expert at the moment, Carly, Laura V.
Yeah, she has written a range of books on dog behaviour. Her latest one is called The Rescue Dog. She has been studying dogs for years and years, and we're going to put some questions to her.
Hey, Laura. So this one is from Becky with the good hair here in promotions. Have a listen to her question.
What does it mean when my dog is fixated on reflections and shadows?
I'm guessing that she has a dog that is a herding dog. maybe not necessarily, but when dogs like to herd or chase things like that, it's generally because it's moving. So lots of dogs love to sort of herd or round up or borrow things that move. So it's a perfectly normal behaviour. The only time a behaviour becomes a problem is when it affects that dog's life and they can't function properly. So first of all, don't worry about it if it's not a really big deal. Secondly, if it is a big concern to your dog's mental well-being, then what we need to do is distract them and get them focusing on something else. So sometimes if dogs do it because they're anxious and they can't function without chasing a shadow, we need to give them something else to focus on and build up their confidence by using their brain. So the more a dog is thinking, the less likely they're going to be fixated on other things. So if you do have a working dog, they need to be thinking and working all the time. So any chance you can, get them to sit, drop, go for a walk, problem solve, hide and seek, all those sorts of things to keep them busy. And it doesn't mean that you have to quit your job and make your dog, 23 hours out of 24 hours a day, doing stuff. It's just about little things, throwing out your dog bowl and getting them to go and find their food. And the more they're thinking, the less fixated on other things they usually are.
And our second question comes from Abby in the newsroom.
All right, here it is.
So I would like to know why my little sausage dog Tank, he's now 4 years old. I feel like he's getting angrier as the years roll on. So he will go, he just goes straight into attack larger dogs. It's almost like small dog syndrome. So my question is, do they get more aggressive as they get older and why?
All right. So first of all, get a ruler out and measure how tall that dog is, because sausage dogs are really short. And you need to kind of lie down and look at the world from their perspective, and it's really quite scary. And what often happens for little dogs is that this world is huge, it's unpredictable, and because they're little, they can't really do much damage, so we often reinforce anxious, aggressive behaviours in little dogs. Sometimes people even laugh when a sausage dog, lunges and barks. So it's really important that you go back to basics and you start to train your dog to look at you rather than to lunge at another dog. So just through basic focus training and working from a distance. So not expecting your dog to be really good within a metre of another dog, working from 20 metres. But in terms of aggression or any behaviour, things get worse if you reinforce them. Or things get better if you reinforce them. So the best thing for her to do is to reinforce the good behaviour. So start at a wide distance, get your dog looking and focusing at you and rewarding that good behaviour. And slowly over time, you should be able to get close to other dogs without your dog going totally ballistic.
Well, Laura, thank you so much. That's invaluable information. If you want to read more, you can now get The Rescue Dog by Laura V in all good bookstores, or you can listen to her podcast. I love it. It's called Dog Therapy. It's available on Podcast One. Thank you so much for joining us, Laura.
Thanks, guys. It was awesome.